Well, he said that everybody is on board, but that was not quite true. Speaker Paul Ryan, in fact, just about an hour after the president made those comments, he said, look, this is not an agreement. This is just the beginning of a discussion here. So, Anderson, what we are seeing is the, you know, another example of the president trying to avoid the divisions inside this Republican Party by getting Democrats to push Republicans along with him. Now, there is a lot of support for the Dreamer legislation to, hold on to those 800,000 young undocumented immigrants here. The president, though, still is facing considerable blowback from his base.
It's so interesting, though. He said, I can't even remember, a week or 2 weeks ago, basically that, you know, Congress has 6 months to come up with something, and or he'll revisit it. That seems to be undercut by then him going ahead and meeting and sort of hammering out something with Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer.
It's actually part of that deal, though, I think, Anderson, because he believes, and the White House believes, and the new chief of staff, John Kelly, believes that left to its own devices, Republicans in Congress may do nothing on this because the divisions are so raw on the Republican side of this immigration debate. So they know they have to get Democrats in line with them. But the president explained in ways we have not yet heard when he was flying back in Air Force One, his new governing strategy and how he's dealing with Republicans. Take a listen. We have to get things passed. And if we can't get things passed, then we have to go a different route. If we have to get things passed, if the Republicans don't stick together, then I'm going to have to do more and more. And by the way, the Republican Party agrees with me. But people out there definitely agree with me.
Why there is so much water associated with this storm, one of the things we've heard from scientists over the last 10 years, is that climate change.
Trying to get some help from the Democrats, but the reality here, Anderson, is yes, they support the Dreamers. There's still one issue. Massive border security, but he talked
about the weather systems that we're getting today.
Could climate change be fueling the history-making nature of this storm?
What about the alt-left? They came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right. Do they have any semblance of guilt?
One question we should ask, even if the Republican Party isn't asking that, is what is the role of man-made climate change?
They block highways, shut down malls, scream at teachers, threaten reporters, chant about killing cops.
Why would they want to do that? Why?
I don't know.
Spread out from the central mass to dominate the entire area.
For our president! Are you ready to fight?
It doesn't necessarily create storms like this, but does it...
Of floods and more intense weather.
Central Maine scientists are looking to
show. Houston is also a concern about where homes are built and what lessons can be learned.
And you see green everywhere you look. You see permeable surface, which you don't see in other places.
Evelyn Metz says if city planners don't rethink how they develop neighborhoods, the consequences could be dire.
This is a drastic storm. And how many drastic storms do you want to have?
Last question, all right? Now I want some underhanders here.
Action.
Okay, Jim.
That his base is going to run away from him on this one because, again, the base is about Donald Trump. The base is not about Steve King or what Steve King's base is about. It is unique to itself, and there are, you know, only 12% of Americans, only 12% of Americans support Steve King and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter's position to remove or deport Dreamers. Only 12%. And what is it? 73% of Americans want Dreamers to stay, either as resident, who are legalized, or as citizens. And they can have the debate over that all they want. But only one in 10. Donald Trump last night agreed to a 90-10 proposition, Harold Ford.
Right.
And now he's got all these people screeching at Breitbart. Maybe he can look and go, oh, maybe that's why I've been sitting at 33% instead of 55% all this time. Because I have people that want me to be on the wrong side of a 90-10 issue.
What the hell are you doing? You're deporting children now? What kind of a monster thinks that's a good idea? It's a terrible idea, Donald. Stop being an asshole, you asshole, and do your job right. I mean, Jesus. I need a drink. Earth, NATO, the NAFTA, Wall.
The Democrats will not include a wall in that, but what does that contain? That's the debate coming up in the coming weeks in Washington.
And Jeff, I should be too surprised by this. I mean, during the campaign, then as a candidate, Donald Trump kept saying about getting people together in a room, working with Democrats, working with Republicans. So, I mean, certainly he's not all that ideological, or certainly not to the extent that he's not willing to, in this case, you know.
Well, he's been a Democrat, he's been an independent, and now he's a Republican. So you sort of have all the things there. But on immigration, I think that's the biggest surprise, that he's willing to make a deal here.
Yeah.
My first reaction is that Dreamers are incredible. These are incredible kids. And look what they've done. For years, they convinced President Barack Obama, who at the beginning said that he was not an emperor or a king, they convinced him that he had the authority to give them DACA. That's what they did. They changed a president's mind. And now it seems that they're doing exactly the same thing with Donald Trump. I find it incredible. When we're talking about Dreamers, we're talking not about gang members from MS-13 or criminals or rapists. We're talking about doctors and attorneys and professors, people who are incredibly smart. So I want to work with them. I mean, the Dreamers are my heroes. This is really incredible. They changed President Obama's mind, and now it seems that they're changing President Trump's mind.
You know, it's interesting. He tweeted out this morning, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? And then he tweeted again, they have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by parents at a young age, plus big border security. I mean, that sounds like a Democrat saying that.
It sounds like a dreamer, right? I mean, that's a tweet that could have been written by any dreamer. And that's exactly the argument, what they've been saying. On average, the dreamers are about, they came to this country when they were about 6 years old. And I know that many people are calling that an amnesty. I don't think it's an amnesty, but it's forgiveness. That's what we do.
Obviously, the president is far from actually having a deal. This has to come from Congress, and there's a lot of skepticism. Congressman Steve King tweeted, Trump base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. Do you think if the president moves forward on this, he can continue to have the support, the unwavering support of the base, which he's had up to now?
Well, except for this, Anderson, Donald Trump has been the most anti-immigrant president in decades. So he might lose part of his base, but when he criticized Mexican immigrants for being criminals and rapists, and when he wants to ban Muslims from entering the country, and then he changes his mind, I mean, time after time, he's been really anti-immigrant. This is the only news that I've been hearing from Donald Trump in months, which seems to be a little sympathetic to immigrants in this country. So he might lose a little bit of his base, but at the end, I think this is the right move and the right thing to do. It's quite a different speech right now that we're hearing. I think President Trump understands very clearly, because the Mexican government has been very clear, and not publicly, but in private, that Mexico won't pay for that war. And then if he wants to spend, I think he gets it. If he wants to spend $15 billion or $20 billion on something, don't use it in something useless as a wall. I mean, it really doesn't help at all.
I'm the information. Really effing hate cold by a whistle loud enough to be heard by everybody in the nation, commanding them to stop what they were doing and listen to it. A Trump advisor says that after a tumultuous 7 months in office, it had finally dawned on the president, quote, people really effing hate me. Donald Trump and I agree on something. You and I know people really effing hate Trump. We are some of the people who do. But this, at nearly 8 months into his presidency, more than 71 years into his life, is apparently the first time it or anything like it has gotten through to the future ex-president himself. It had finally dawned on the president, people really effing hate me. For someone who has spent his life lapping up adulation, however fake, it was a harsh realization. This is a man with an especially acute need for affirmation. No kidding! This revelation explains Trump's entire existence and Trump's recent otherwise inexplicable accords with Democratic leaders like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and it even provides cover for Democrats and others who see the necessity of removing what a Fox poll showed, 60% of us agree, is an unstable man from the White House. While Mueller slowly builds his case, while Trump's popularity sinks, and at least some Republicans begin to be faced with the choice of repudiating him or not getting reelected, while his connection to reality continues to fray, while all that happens, everybody can just soft soap Trump. Trump has had a moment of reality worthy of a Shakespearean tragic hero, that lightning flash of self-awareness that we effing hate him. And thus, we may be able to continue to play him like Schumer and Pelosi did, like the proverbial $2 banjo, to minimize further damage to the very fabric of human civilization. And the political conventional wisdom again rushes to reassure itself that its cliches still work, that he's pivoting in some way, that he's suddenly a cross-party pragmatist, that he's an independent, that he's a blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. He's right this time. We people just really effing hate him. May I remind you of the headlines of the last 6 weeks? After the Nazis and the KKK rallied in Virginia, Trump made a boilerplate statement about blame on many sides. Then Trump issued a generic statement that somebody else wrote. Then Trump repudiated that statement in a news conference of uncontrolled rage in which he shouted about how both sides were equally guilty. Then Trump held a rally at which he read back his first statement but left out the part about many sides. Trump threatened North Korea with fire and fury. Trump threatened South Korea economically. Trump threatened Venezuela. Trump went back and threatened North Korea again. Trump pardoned Joe Arpaio. Trump said he pardoned Arpaio during a hurricane because the TV ratings would be higher. Trump tweeted during the first hurricane, plugging a book by another infamous now former sheriff. Trump then tweeted during the hurricane about building a wall to keep out people of the same heritage as a huge percentage of the victims of the hurricane. Trump traveled to Texas twice during that hurricane, the first time he saw neither a victim nor a storm. Trump demanded tax cuts for rich people to be speeded up because of the second hurricane. Trump referred to the Coast Guard during the second hurricane as a, quote, brand that has, quote, improved. Trump was repudiated about civil rights by his own Secretary of State. Trump was repudiated about transgender rights by his own Secretary of Defense. Trump was repudiated about anti-Semitism by his own chairman of the White House Economic Council. Trump was so mad at the chairman of his White House Economic Council that he reportedly refused to make eye contact with him. Trump's former senior advisor said in a TV interview that any senator or congressman who voted to impeach Trump would be endangering their own lives and that there would be a civil war. Trump reneged on the promise of DACA, blamed Congress, and then made a vague promise to the Dreamers in a tweet. Trump turned out to reportedly have written a first draft of a letter justifying the firing of the FBI director for not clearing him on Russia. Trump turned out to have at least weighed in and maybe just wrote the untrue statement issued by his own son about a meeting his son had with middlemen his son believed were giving him Russian government dirt on Hillary Clinton. That's all just in the last 6 weeks. One would think that even in the warped minds of those who think all of that was good news, there is one basic human emotion. Enough already. I'm exhausted. I want to watch something else in my life besides Trump.
Dear God, first of all, you're welcome for naming today National Prayer Day. I made you very famous now, and you'll have great ratings, which you need. Help me find a way to get all the dreamers, aka brown people, out of this country. And I mean all, young, old, rapists, non-rapists. Help me get them out of our special spaces, like our offices, our schools, our communities, and our not jails. And a special request for old white people to be filled with your Holy Spirit and inspired with new and fantastic ways to defend my spiteful, unchristian actions to their nieces and nephews on Facebook. And God, if Obama or the media tells you I'm being unnecessarily cruel or only doing things just to spite every decent American, please remember that they're lying. The media is lying to you, God. I swear. I know who's lying better than you, God. Everyone says so.
Nobody wants illegal immigration, I agree. I think we can negotiate a legal immigration accord or agreement. But it doesn't make any sense to spend that much money on a wall.
I mean, it certainly seems like, and I think that's what, one of the things that some Republicans are upset about, that whatever, you know, decision is made on the DACA, on the so-called Dreamers, that the wall would be a part of that, part of the negotiation. It seems like the president has agreed to taking that and pushing it just down the road, which I think is why so many Republicans are so kind of stunned.
Because I don't think one of the conditions that the Dreamers have been expressing constantly is that they don't want a permanent protection in exchange for the wall. The wall really doesn't help. There's really no invasion of Mexicans coming to the United States right now. The undocumented population has remained stable at about 11 million. That hasn't changed in a decade. More Mexicans are leaving the United States than coming to this country. So there's no invasion. And if you want a wall, Why do you need a wall? Now, politically, I understand it's complicated for President Trump, but I think by supporting the Dreamers, he's doing the right thing. He's supporting the most vulnerable. And if he wants to show his big heart, this is the moment to do it. Absolutely.
Jorge Ramos, thanks very much.
Thank you.
EMS physician.
Found what we sort of expected, that there are lots of contaminants.
Game of Bones, of course. Askgasms.
But today I'm here to talk about Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz got caught liking porn on Twitter. And on behalf of all porn stars, I just want to say, gross.
Ew.
Make me burp in my mouth a little bit. Porn should be for all adults.
Except for Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz tried to make sex toys illegal.
What did this guy ever do to you?
Ted Cruz thinks victims of rape and incest shouldn't be able to get abortions.
Ted Cruz wants women to have less access to birth control.
Ted Cruz may or may not be the Zodiac Killer.
I mean, there's really no way to know for sure. Bottom line is, we don't want our films anywhere near Ted Cruz. Because he's too gross.
And we've seen a lot of gross things.
I've been seeing things you can't imagine coming out of the anuses of some of my coworkers.
And Ted Cruz is grosser than all of that combined.
Last night, his official personal Twitter account liked a hardcore porn video. For real, this is a screen grab of the post he liked from an account called Sexual Posts. The video is from a genre known as stepmom porn, which is, oh, he's a family values guy, but just think, if only he'd done something this pervert during the campaign, he might be president right now. But this is especially funny
Because Ted Cruz is the guy who famously supported a law banning sex toys. So he's a lot of fun, but the post was up most of the night last night. It took them a long time to figure it out. According to a spokeswoman, the tweet has been removed and the senator is being punished for being a very naughty boy. But I have to say, I love this stuff. Let's go through the possibilities of how this could have happened. I have four theories. Number one, someone on his staff was browsing porn on Twitter and accidentally liked it. Number two, his Twitter account was hacked. Number three, Ted himself was looking at the porn. His wife Heidi walked in and he accidentally hit the like button while he's trying to get his pants zipped up. Or number four, you know, Ted lost the presidential election. He's been bullied by Trump. He didn't get a cabinet position. He's tired of being the uptight religious guy from Texas. He just said, screw it. I watch porn in public now. This is who I am. Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Tragic heroes from the plays of the ancient Greeks through Shakespeare is that they all have that moment of revelation, that epiphany of, Lord, what have I done? The people effing hate me. But from Oedipus to Hamlet, it has to come too late to make any difference. And usually the tragic hero is still not getting some of the message that the universe is sending him. Thus, if the Trump, quote, presidency, unquote, is classic tragedy, then the quote that Axios attributed to a Trump advisor was necessarily missing a couple of words. It isn't people really effing hate me. It's we the people really effing hate you.
Of guilt.
Think that the floodwaters are like lake water, and it's not at all. It is very dirty. There are lots of contaminants in the water.
We'll be right back.
70% of Americans, only 12% of Americans support Steve King and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter's position to remove or deport Dreamers. Only 12%. And what is it? 73% of Americans want Dreamers to stay, either as residents who are legalized or as citizens. And they can have the debate over that all they want. But only 1 in 10. Donald Trump last night agreed to a 90-10 proposition, Harold Ford.
Right.
And now he's got all these people screeching at Breitbart.
Maybe they want to do
that. Why I'd be sitting at 33% instead of 55%.
Dominate the entire area.
Because I have people that want me to be on the wrong side of the 90-10.
Scare, President! Are you ready to fight?
Pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
So communities across Florida are dealing with similar floodwaters. Once this contamination happens, once these chemicals get into the water, what can be done to clean it up quickly as possible? Can it be done?
Well, it can be done, but you have to be really thorough and pay close attention to it.
WCOMLPFM Chapel Hill Carrboro. We are rocking out here at the micropowered station in downtown Carrboroughville, Chapel Hillville, and rocking all around Chatham County, Orange County, all the way over in Durbs. This is a Furious George show, which sometimes may be somewhat scary to members in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised. We've got so much craziness going down. We also have some fun beats and fun stuff to talk about, so I'm going to get into that here. So, if you like what we're listening to, go to furiousg.blogspot. You can always email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com, and we're going to keep doing that, beating out. Thanks for listening to My Power Radio. I'm furious!
Incredibly smart. So I want to work with them. I mean, the Dreamers are my heroes. And this is really incredible. They changed President Obama's mind, and now it seems that they're changing President Trump's mind.
All
that law enforcement companies are doing to the rest of the world.
The girl, who I guess has to deal with all of this as well, what can you tell us?
Let me introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were. We was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we had been there like 5 days with no food and no lights and nobody came. Like, nobody came.
Now you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of shit. But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
I'm
really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face.
Senator Cruz this morning claimed an aide with access to his account was responsible and that this happened inadvertently.
It was a staffing issue and it was inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was not a deliberate action.
Is this person going to be terminated or disciplined in any way?
We're dealing with it internally, but it was a mistake. It was not malicious conduct.
Will this person continue to have access to your social media?
That is still being discussed.
Is this person you? Because staffing issue sounds suspicious. I really honestly don't think it was Ted Cruz. I don't think Ted Cruz looks at porn. Ted Cruz masturbates to pictures of poor people without health care. But, you know, some of his supporters are concerned. This has become a big story. They're so concerned. One of his super PACs released a new ad today that I think makes it very clear where Ted Cruz stands on adult entertainment.
Ted Cruz is hard at work for the people of Texas. Yet the liberal media is so desperate to undermine him, they're claiming he liked a porn video on Twitter. For those who question Ted Cruz's character, we ask you, does this look like a man who watches porn on his phone? Do you really believe this Princeton-educated man is so unaware of how to indulge his sexual urges in a healthy way? He memorized the name of a Twitter porn handle so he could come back later and watch the videos without following the account itself? No, you don't, because it's not true. Ted Cruz never masturbates.
So please, Ted Cruz, stay the hell away from us.
Can you just back the fuck up?
Stop watching porn.
I can feel your tiny beady eyes staring at me, and it gives my soul diarrhea.
How am I supposed to explain to my family that Ted Cruz might watch my videos?
And really, Ted? Pay up instead of watching porn for free on Twitter.
We pay your salary. Give our bank accounts a reach around.
It's just good manners.
Also, who just likes a video on Twitter? Give a girl a retweet.
And
hello, maybe
dear.
Don't be so gross.
You're literally the worst, Ted Cruz.
You're the worst, Ted Cruz.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz.
Thank you.
Years on record. Why's that? Global warming. Planet Earth's climate is all messed up because we've been burning so much fossil fuel. We love cars and things that light up, you know.
Thank you. Tell me what I do like, though. A killer. A dyed-in-the-wool killer. Cold-blooded, clean, methodical, and solid.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I touched myself last night.
What? Oh, my God. That's a hell of a moment. Honey, you know what? You know what Ted Cruz's porn name is? It's Ted Cruz.
He tweeted out this morning, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? And then he tweeted again, they have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by parents at a young age, plus big border security. I mean, that sounds like a Democrat saying that.
It sounds like a dreamer, right? I mean, that's a tweet that could have been written by any dreamer. And that's exactly the argument, what they've been saying. On average, the dreamers are about, they came to this country when they were about 6 years old. And I know that many people are calling that an amnesty. I don't think it's an amnesty, but it's forgiveness. That's what we do.
Obviously, the president is far from actually having a deal. This has to come from Congress, and there's a lot of skepticism. Congressman Steve King tweeted, Trump base is blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. Do you think if the president moves forward on this, he can continue to have the support, the unwavering support of the base, which he's had up to now?
Well, except for this, Anderson, Donald Trump has been the most anti-immigrant president in decades. So he might lose part of his base, but when he criticized Mexican immigrants for being criminals and rapists, and when he wants to ban Muslims from entering the country, and then he changes his mind, I mean, time after time, he's been really anti-immigrant. This is the only news that I've been hearing from Donald Trump in months.
It climbs like an eagle, even after the water cuts out. It continues to
spread out from central west, dominate the entire area.
Score, President!
Science is for all.
Is a man with an especially
beautiful
for affirmation. No, true to the future ex-president himself. It had finally dawned on the president, people really effing hate me. It had finally dawned on the president, people really effing hate me.
When an event does occur, then, you know, climate change does very likely increase the associated rainfall.
This is the third 500-year flood to hit Houston in the last 3 years. By the time it's finally over, the storm may be categorized as a once-in-a-thousand-year flood. Thousands of National Guardsmen have been mobilized to rescue stranded residents. Mexico has also offered to assist in the disaster response. When Security Council did not vote to impose further sanctions against. President Trump just went and he's going back. When he landed, he didn't address the victims at all. He didn't talk about the victims, but he did say about the people around him, what a crowd, what a turnout. Now, President Trump is a proud climate change denier, as is the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott.
But the fucking
economic austerity that turns disasters like Harvey into human catastrophes. You have a message to the media.
And exposing the toxic risks and the unequal burdens of this extremely toxic industry. So, you know, my message is this is not a time for some misguided idea of what is polite and what is appropriate about what we can talk about in the midst of a disaster.
For someone who has spent his life laughing up adulation, however fake, it was a harsh realization. This is a man with an especially acute need for affirmation. No kidding! This revelation explains Trump's entire existence and Trump's recent otherwise inexplicable accords with Democratic leaders like...
WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill Carborough, just having fun with the latest Trumpocalyptic events going down. Show may be offensive, so buckle up. And listener discretion is advised. Why? Because there's so much ish going down in the world. I'm furious. Furiosity. I'm in here. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey. And we are just making some fun. So if you want to hear all about the old school sounds that we've had here, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can learn more about the craziness that's been happening for the last 20 years or so. As we've been doing micro-powered revolutionary local radio, non-commercial radio. We're going to continue with that. Thanks for listening. I'm furious.